The doors opened, and relief filled me to find the elevator empty. Now, all I had to do was make it to my car without running into anyone, and I'd be home free. On the parking level, I stepped out of the elevator and started toward my car. Hearing the roar of a motorcycle, I glanced up to see Ramos, Uncle Joey's right-hand man, driving toward his spot behind the pillar next to the elevators. Not sure if he'd seen me, I ducked my head and hurried on. Usually, I liked running into Ramos, especially when he was on his motorcycle, since that meant I might get to go for a ride. He was one sexy hunk of a man, and gave most women shivers just to look at him. But since I'd run out on Uncle Joey, I didn't want Ramos to know. He wouldn't approve, especially if he knew the reason. As I reached my car, I heard the motorcycle change direction to head my way, and I knew I'd been caught. Ramos pulled up beside me. His eyes narrowed with suspicion that I'd tried to leave without speaking to him. Why was I in such a hurry? Since he was one of the few people who knew I could read minds, I answered his thoughts. "Oh, hey, Ramos. You're right, I'm in a hurry, but it's nothing life-threatening, so you don't need to worry." I gave him my brightest smile and pulled open my car door.
"What's going on?"
he asked. Just a minor emergency, but I'll be back."
"Involving Minetto?"
"Oh, no, not about him. It's something else."
"Like what? Maybe you'd better explain."
He leaned forward on the bike and waited, not about to let me go without an explanation. I let out a sigh. "Oh, all right. I got a phone call from Billie Jo Payne. She's getting married to Dimples on Saturday, and she sounded frantic. I told her I'd come right over."
His eyes widened. Was I putting the police detective and his fiancée ahead of Minetto? "Did you just ditch the big boss?"
How did he know? Well, sort of. But I picked up enough from the meeting to know what those guys are thinking about the deal. And I left the notes on my desk for him. So, in a way, I'm not ditching him at all, see? As a mind reader, my job for Uncle Joey was pretty straightforward. He invited me to sit in on his meetings, and I reported all the pertinent details that his associates forgot to mention. Ramos frowned, not about to let me off so easy. He couldn't fault me for being a good friend to Billy, but Minetto wouldn't be happy that I'd left like that. Then, he thought it was a good thing Minetto had a soft spot for me. No one else would ever get away with my antics. Still, he hoped I didn't make a habit of running off. "I won't. Like I said, it's an emergency, and I'll be back as soon as I'm done." He nodded, thinking that trouble had a way of finding me. And he hoped this wasn't one of those times I got involved in something that was way over my head. Had I remembered to get the tracker in my watch replaced? With my record, I'd need it. "Good grief. I'm sure this is not going to be dangerous. I'll be fine."
"And the tracker?"
I rolled my eyes. I took my watch to Jeff. I raised my wrist to show him. "It's all good." His lips quirked up in a lopsided grin, and my heart did a little flip-flop. He had that effect on me, especially taking in his dark good looks, black leather motorcycle jacket, and the total hotness of a Harley Davidson. Add to that the glint of danger in his eyes, and it was enough to make any warm-blooded woman drool. He was thinking about the time I'd accidentally called him Romeo, mostly because I had that same goofy look on my face, and his smile widened.
"Go on. I'll catch you later."
As he drove away, I shook off the trance he'd caused and climbed into my car. Ugh, Romeo, how embarrassing. He didn't even have to say it out loud to tease me about it, and I knew I'd never hear the end of it. I slipped on my seatbelt and backed out of my parking space, but couldn't remember where I was going. Oh yeah, Billy, she needed my help. Focusing on her dispelled the Ramos-caused fog in my brain, and a shiver of disquiet caught my breath.